The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Donald Trump and this big issue of health care.
He doesn't want to let it go. He needs to get it done before tackling tax reform, you know, tax cuts and things like that. I think the tax cuts is going to be a more nettlesome issue for him in a lot of ways because, you know, the idea in Washington is we have to continue to spend the money that we're spending. You can't do it if you cut the taxes, and that's a problem. So anyway, he says health care reform should be done first, then they'll move on to taxes. In the meantime, Congress continues to work on reforms for Obamacare, but they haven't reached an agreement yet on how to proceed. The conservatives want more done and clearer plans, and they're probably going to get their way if this is going to happen. And that can't be a bad thing, really, because all they're really asking for is all of the things that you want to do, let's do a few more of them all at once instead of piecemealing it out.
I love the way Trump talks in a non-bureaucratic way. It's in language that people understand. I think it's impressive, but he still has his critics. I want to hear about the shoelaces.
Well, this is why do your shoelaces untie themselves? At UC Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley, this is a noted scientific organization or institution. They have figured it out. They say walking is what does it. I think we knew that. The force of your foot impacting the ground or the floor or the street or whatever stretches the knot slightly. The motion, fore and aft, pulls on the strings ever so slightly, little by little by little. And during the day, of course, they say given enough time, virtually all knots will untie themselves. So I figure, you know, if you're 7 years old, you know, tie a double knot and everything.
Harley, how much
it was important.
How diminished would we be if we didn't have this research, which is taxpayer funded?
I don't know, because every time my shoelace is untied,
you just bend down and do them up again.
I say to myself, why?
Why
did this happen?
Why is this so? As Julius Sumner Miller would say, why is this so? And now there's new research, the detail of which we've immediately forgotten. See you tomorrow, Harley.